This is in the news for January 4th, 2006, with a breaking story from the Boston Globe. According to Charlie Savage of the Boston Globe, when President Bush last week signed the bill outlawing the torture of detainees, he quietly reserved the right to bypass the law under his powers as commander-in-chief. After approving the bill last Friday, Bush issued a quote-unquote signing statement, an official document in which a president lays out his interpretation of a new law, declaring that he will view the interrogation limits in the context of his broader powers to protect national security. This means Bush believes he can waive the restrictions, the White House and legal specialists said. President Bush wrote in this so-called signing statement, "The executive branch shall construe the law in a manner consistent with the constitutional authority of the president as commander-in-chief. He will assist in achieving the shared objective of the Congress and the President of protecting the American people from further terrorist attacks." Some legal specialists said yesterday that the President's signing statement, which was posted on the White House website but had gone unnoticed over the New Year's weekend, raises serious questions about whether he intends to follow the law. Alyssa Massimo, Washington Director for Human Rights Watch, called Bush's signing statement and, quote, "in-your-face affront," end quote, to both McCain, that's Senator McCain, and to Congress. She continued, "The basic civics lessons that there are three co-equal branches of government that provide checks and balances on each other is being fundamentally rejected by this executive branch. Congress is trying to flex its muscle to provide those checks on detainee abuse, and it's being told through the signing statement that it's impotent. It's quite a radical view," end quote. That was from Alyssa Massimo, Washington Director for Human Rights Watch. This has been an in-the-news breaking story. I'm Scott Berguin of KSOWLP in Cottage Grove, Oregon. Talk to you next time.